You having any fun yet? I read your quotes yesterday. More stress than fun?
No, I think, yeah, I don't know if that, you know how you guys are.
Yes, I do.
We were just talking to Shelvin about, he's one of the few, if not only, guy on the team with some playoff experience and how similar these games are to a playoff atmosphere. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think the playoffs, what differentiates the playoffs is, you know, you're playing the same team consecutively, where in this case, and really, you know, any one of these games could potentially knock us out of the playoffs. So in some respects, there's each game, you know, it's kind of a singular event. And not that that's not true in the playoffs. You know, every game is important, certainly. But just the end game's a little different. But as far as, you know, you try to approach every game the same way, but we all know that there's different, you know, different external factors that affect, you know, how people think and affect sometimes your urgency and your focus, your concentration. And sometimes that's good, and sometimes, you know, I don't want us, our guys, putting undue pressure on themselves. I think we've got a team that, by and large, you know, knows how to prepare and plays hard. So we just, our thing, just, you know, let's just try to go out and play.
Since your guys have maybe a little more edge, a little more pep in their step, knowing what's at stake these last eight
games? Yeah, I mean, I think it's something we emphasize. You know, we'll see. I think we certainly came out with really good energy last night. We didn't have great energy against Minnesota in the first half, but we were tired, you know. So some of it's fighting. You're not going to have the same level of energy every game, you know, even every quarter. So when we played Oklahoma City on the heels of Houston, that was hard, you know. So there's going to be some moments like that, you know, and I guess the question is you got to power through them. And even more importantly at this point in the year.
Was there some value in being able to rush Gordon a little bit last night? Being able to save some minutes since you guys were up so big?
Or? You know, I guess I've kind of – I think over the course of a season, it's different when somebody plays 30 minutes versus 36. But how many minutes did he play last night? Like 30?
29? Like 28, something like that.
28. So, you know, that's borderline significant. You know, I think 31 versus 36, less so, you know. So, but I think as much as anything, to have the bench guys have an opportunity to play also was important. And to the extent that we can steal a couple minutes here and there, you know, that's good. But I think also, you know, just still having guys that, you know, we're still new to each other a little bit. And because of injury and because of Shelvin's addition and just differentiating people's roles, and all those things have kind of a ripple effect. So for us, it was good to, you know, to have – it's happened a fair amount of times already when we have foul trouble. So just to have your team, I think, ready to have a comfort zone in those situations. And if not playing Gordon that last quarter meant some of that, in addition to resting him, it's a good thing.
You guys have kept every team in the last month under 95 points, except for the Warriors and the Thunder, the top two offensive teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
How do you start to make your defense work against kind of those elite offenses?
You don't play them.
Is that an option?
You trade it out? I think, you know, more than a reflection of our defense, it's a reflection of their offense. And you have to be hopeful a little bit, too, that a team doesn't shoot well. You know, we were fortunate that Steph Curry didn't shoot well last time we played him. I don't know that we did anything that significant. Sometimes you play him great, and he goes for 40. But I think, you know, a lot of their other players, the thing about their team is they're so deep and they're so skilled at every position. You know, Mo Spates came in and really hurt us. Barbosa really hurt us. So it has to be, you know, with both those teams, it just really has to be a sustained effort. And you can play well for a quarter, and then the next quarter they can put 35, 40 on you. And, you know, however well you play, it's kind of not as impactful. So I just think sustaining some sort of effort and then being a little lucky.
You look at the first game in Utah against the Warriors as an example of that kind of sustained effort?
Well, I mean, to the extent that we, you know, got beat by 30 one time and got beat by 3 another time, that's, you know, they didn't have Harrison Barnes that game. And he's a significant part of what they do. So I think for us, just you know, they're a team. We have to try to focus on doing what we do. And, you know, we try to guard, too. So that's definitely an emphasis, and you know, trying to make them work. I mean, the biggest thing for us a lot of times defensively is not turning the ball over and actually getting a chance to defend. Pretty consistently, when we turn it over a lot, you know, we're going to have tough nights, and we just have to limit those, especially early in the game, and not spot people, you know, leads where we have to be scratching the claw in the whole game to get back in it.
Hunter had mentioned you guys had a couple hours to watch film on the flight back. Mm-hmm. Is that something you wanted to seek out, especially just given how new he was?
Yeah, and I think it's something he wanted to do too. We were going to try to do it in between games, and I just felt like from an emotional standpoint it was good to let him have a catch his breath too. And there's definitely some things that you know, I felt like he could do that would help him and help our group. And there's nothing like, you know, seeing those things. And I think he embraced it, and he was more efficient last game. You know, I'm less concerned about what the numbers show, and although they reflected it on many levels, I think his decisions. He was putting himself in a position where he wasn't guessing, you know, door number one or door number two. He was choosing, and there's a big difference.
I understand total reflection saved for the summer, but here in the moment, just top of your head, where has this team grown the most as you reflect on this season?
Well, like you said, it's hard to know right now. I mean, I think we're in the middle of a growth opportunity right now. There's been so many of those opportunities because of all the things that have kind of befallen this group. You know, we start to feel like we're healthy, and all of a sudden, Gordon's out two games. You know, we get Rudy back, and then Fabe's out. You know, just kind of this constant, you know, we go into the season thinking we have Dante, and, you know, we don't. We add Shelvin at the trade deadline. So there's a lot of things that happen that were challenges, some of which we handled better than others. But to the extent that we've had to face a lot of those things, hopefully, you know, when we face them again, because it's naive to think that you're not going to face. We may not face as many in such a short time span. I think that's pretty tough to do. But we'll certainly face some of them. And I think that our ability to recognize those situations and not be overwhelmed by them or intimidated by them, and be able to understand that, you know, I think the group, and that's where having a little bit of a system, I think, is productive, that you have guys that understand how to come in and play with one another. And if you miss a guy, all of a sudden it doesn't just stop what you do because you're playing through that guy consistently. We want to play through some guys, like we talked about last press conference. You know, we have, you know, things that we do in certain situations to absolutely, you know, try to take advantage of matchups and things like that. But when that matchup that you like is gone, you know, what do you do then? So I think hopefully that there's even more belief from the group in the group, if that makes any sense. That, you know, that at those moments, the whole being greater than the sum of the parts, that's when you really need that glue.
Can I ask what's happening behind the curtain?
Coaches are playing 3-on-3.
I bet.
No, I mean, as you guys know, that, you know, we're trying to get Alec to a point where he's, you know, ready to go, and every day's a process, you know, whether it's him doing different stuff physically or doing stuff shooting on the court. So we're in the same holding pattern that we've been in. You know, I'd love to have him back, but we're not going to have him back until he's really ready to be back.
The acquisition of Shelvin's obviously looking like a pretty shrewd move on somebody's part at this point, right?
Well, I mean, we felt like he's a player that we were familiar with, I think, on a lot of levels. Just the fact that, you know, there was that comfort level. And, you know, we made a decision to you know, to feel where we were at the beginning of the year and not do anything. And you know, there was a lot of positives that came out of that. And then at a certain point, we felt like it would help our group, you know, to make a move like that. And, you know, certainly he's shown that he's capable by all means.